Okay. I'd like to welcome everybody to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this Thursday, September 9th, 2021 at 6:30-ish p.m. Jeff?
Yep. Director Torres? Director Garcia?
I can't hear anybody.
I hear you.
Okay.
Let me try it again. Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
And let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right. Moving on to the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a
second? I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
All right. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any motion?
I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, there are no presentations, so we're moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening, General Manager. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple items that I'll report, and I'll turn it over to Lori with a little bit of a lighter side of Parks and Recreation. As the board knows, we continue to have an increased amount of vandalism, particularly at two parks, Ambrose Park and Ambrose Center Park. We can largely attribute that to less activity in the park. It usually invites more vandalism, so we're hoping as people become more active and the restrictions start to loosen and our construction project begins to wind down, we'll see more activity in the park and less vandalism. The water system at Ambrose Park is not working currently. We just found out about that earlier in the week. We've taken a look at it. It looks like there's something with the pumps, so we'll have to get our vendor over there to take a look so we can start watering the top half of the park. And it probably, there's a good chance it might be related to construction. If they turn off the water system, there could be air trapped in the system somewhere, so we're going to have somebody attend to that. We've had for quite some time some grass issues over at Lynbrook, to the point where we're going to have the soil tested. We've marked off some of the areas. We're going to hydroseed it, test the soil, and eventually, as the weather turns and it's appropriate to resod, we'll probably be doing that to replace the grass that has been affected by whatever's happening out there. The pool restroom concession project is going along, and they're almost ready to put the roof on, so it's moving along. We're all very excited about that, and we do have some recreation programs and activities that Lori would like to share with the board.
Thank you, sir. Welcome.
Hope everybody's having a great evening. First of all, I'm going to talk about our program that we're having, our My Youth Fitness program with the Maria started in August. We're at full capacity. We do have, again, our capacity count is a little bit lower due to the COVID situation, so we're not putting as many people in the room, but we are at capacity. Our Show and G Kempo began this month, September. It's Tuesday, Thursday, and that's the adult class, 16 years and up. the young adults 13 to 15, the children 5 to 12, and the parent child 4 years. Really excited to get that program going. And Mr. Hagata has been there many, many years. Sensei Hagata is very excited about starting up again. We also started Tuesday our soccer program. This is a youth soccer camp that's sponsored by Kaiser. Basically, they learn the fundamentals of soccer, but the big thing about this is the importance of nutrition and healthy living, and that's Tuesday, Thursday. We have 26 kids all together registered for that class, a 5 to 7 and an 8 to 10, and then we'll go for 3 weeks. The gym is now open. It's open Monday through Friday, 2 to 7. The gym, just like all of our other programming, is registration only. That way we can track everyone in the again, the COVID protocols. So that's registration, no walk-in for any programs at this time. It's just straight registration. We will be having some committee meetings tomorrow and introduce Betty from Spark Point and all the Contra Costa County, our new Bay Point resident deputy, and we're going to work on the discussion of security and concerns around the facility. Also, tomorrow is a committee meeting with ARPD, the City of Pittsburgh, and Contra Costa concerning the homeless issues at the Ambrose Park. So we're working on that as well. We did get the Keller Grant. We're very excited about that for the holiday events. We did not get that the last couple of years, so we're excited that we did get that grant. So we'll go back to some of our holiday programming. And we did get it for our senior programming, Fund Over 60. We did receive the LMCHD grant. As you know, we did not use it for our swim lessons, which is what we tabled it to. So we are going to apply for the fall grant. I'm really excited because the fall grant goes from October all the way to August, so we can kind of use spring lessons and utilize the pool a little bit earlier and getting all of our lessons in. And that's about it. One more thing I do want to tell you, Debbie Giles is retiring the very beginning of October. She's given 20 plus years of service to our board and to our community, and she's done an absolutely amazing job. So we want to wish her luck on all her new endeavors, and I know that each one of you, she's worked with individually, and she's always been, had a big heart, and has always been there for everybody. So I just want to acknowledge her retirement.
Thank you, Lori. Does any of the directors, Rick or Floydson, do you have any questions for either the general manager or Lori?
No.
Sorry. How about Director Torres?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Lori, thank you so much for the update. I really appreciate all the hard work you're putting into our programs. I'm really excited about the gym being reopened, and mm-hmm. people in the community are asking about that because, like, we don't have a gym here. So right. people have to go to, like, Pittsburgh or Concord to use a gym. And I did notice that it's updated on our website, but I think what I, and you mentioned that folks need to register, but I guess I'm wondering, like, where do people register? Is it showing up to the gym or actually calling the rec center to sign up?
They can register online. If they go online to ambroserec.org, they hit gym and there's the monthly registration. You just click it and you can do it right there, or you can do it at the office at the Ambrose Community Center.
So there's two ways. You can do that either online or at
correct.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's all the questions I have. Thanks again, Lori, for the update, and congrats on getting the Keller Canyon Fund for programs
this holiday
for our seniors.
Yes, thank you.
I do have a
King Lori. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Director Torrison.
Thank you very much. I do have a question. Well, first of all, I'm not so fast with my note-taking. Where is the pump issue, Doug? Is it an Embro Center?
He said Ambrose Park.
It's Ambrose Park. It's Ambrose Park. Yeah. It's at the park.
Ambrose Park. Wasn't that already an issue before? It's is that a new issue, or is that? He made it sound like a new issue because he said it started a week ago.
Yeah. And he made it sound like it might be related to the construction. He said something about an air pocket, so okay. They have to check.
Okay.
Okay.
No, can I hear
that? No. You're very faint, Doug.
if I could talk, it's at the community center where the construction is. They had turned off the water to work on the construction, so we're going to check to see if there's any air in the line. But that's the area. The other issue is the pump over at the community center that we had dealt with before.
It's the community center, not the park. The community center.
The issue in the past was the community center. Right now, it's the Ambrose Park where the construction is.
I see. Okay. And then, when you were saying that the Keller Canyon Mitigation Fund the LMCHD, this is the 10K grant that we received, right?
That was from the LMCHD, correct, for swim lessons, yes. To provide free lessons for low income. We were not open during the week due to the construction. Due to the tearing down and all the construction, we felt it was not safe to provide lessons for our youth during the week when most of the construction was going on. So we did not use that grant. It will be returned, but that gives us an opportunity. If we did use it, we could not apply for the fall grant. The summer grant is only June and July. Because we're returning it, we'll be able to apply for the fall grant now, which goes from October through August.
Okay, great. And how much of a grant did we receive from the Keller Canyon Mitigation Fund? And this is for holidays, right?
$4,999 for the holidays and $4,999 for the seniors, for the senior program.
Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Great job, Lori.
Lori, this is Trina. You mentioned a community meeting tomorrow so that Spark Point and other community members can meet our new resident deputy. Is anybody invited? And if so, where do we go and what time?
It's a Zoom. I can send you the information. And it's next Wednesday. Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Correct.
Could you send that information to all the board members so if they want to attend the
camp? Yes, I will. Absolutely.
That would be awesome. And then where is the soccer program being held?
At the field at the community center, Ambrose Community Center, in the field.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, thank you so much for your information, Lori. It's awesome. We really appreciate everything that you do for the district.
Go ahead, Director Torres.
Thank you, Director Felixson. Madam Chair, I just have one last question that I forgot to ask, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, just regarding the bathroom project, and I'm hearing that we're almost there putting a roof on. Is there an estimated a timeline when that should be completed?
The entire project. I don't know if Doug wants to go. It's probably about 4 to 6 weeks it should be completed.
That's correct.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep. Okay, I don't want to step on any more toes here. Does any other director have any questions for our general manager or Lori? Okay, thank you so much, everybody. We're moving on. We have no legal counsel report, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Jess?
Yes, we have Jasmine.
Okay, welcome, Jasmine.
Good evening, Madam Chair. I appreciate your time this evening, and also to the Board of Directors, the General Manager as well. Thank you all for your time. I just want to give you all a quick update on the Lowe's 100 Hometown Project, as this is not an agenda item, but we do have some positive things going on outside in the garden. So I want to start by thanking you all for your continued support through this project. Starting this whole process out 5 years ago, as a mom of one at the time, looking to progress health and looking to provide more fresh food for this community. This project started out as, a gardening to how can we provide access and how can we continue to partner with the district to create those routes. So with that being said, it's been an amazing journey with this grant that we have received with the Lowe's 100 Hometown Project. We've received a grant, and we've also received volunteer time and also donations as well. We had our first successful volunteer day on August 18th, 2021, from 8 o'clock to 2 p.m., where we had our Lowe's volunteers out there in red vests, deconstructing all of the old beds that were rotted that we are going to replace. We also removed over 15 bags of trash from the garden, including old debris, old clothes from our unhomed community, and things of that nature. We also were able to rake and weed the property completely. If you have not been by, I definitely encourage you to join or to just walk by the property. It's looking so open and full of potential these days. Our next phase will be happening soon, as of September. I believe it is going to be September 21st, which will be our next Red Vest Tuesday, which we'll be inviting our volunteers out. We'll be building our garden beds. We'll be inviting an artist to do an art piece on, so that we can really bring beauty back to the community. So I just wanted to give you a quick update on how the Lowe's 100 Hometown Project is going. I also wanted to announce, as I have informed the board of the Bay Point Garden Club, the president of the Garden Club, that we have received the Keller Canyon mitigation funding as well for the Little Spouse Garden Academy program with the Bay Point Garden Bay Point Garden Club as a fiscal sponsor, and I'm really appreciative of that. With that, we'll be reaching out to more families here in Bay Point. Hopefully, we'll be reaching out to more Head Starts as we did before to give and donate books, spend time with the kiddos in the Ambrose Community Garden, painting, and, growing healthy children. So I just wanted to give that quick update to the board. Thank you so much for your time and for all of your support. It is really, really appreciated as I learn through this process. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. Is there any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Jess?
No, we don't have anyone else.
All right. I'm closing public communications, and we are moving on.
May I say something about to Jasmine?
Not during public communications.
Okay.
Can we save it for community report?
Sure.
Director? Okay. All right. Board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific items being discussed at that time. If due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request that the speaker discontinue the call and call in again. This first item is to discuss the potential projects for Proposition 68 per capita grant and provide staff with directions. At this time, hang on just a second, folks. At this time, I would like to say for the record, my primary residence is located within 500 feet of one of the parks that the district may seek funding under Proposition 68. I have been advised by the district general counsel that in conformance with the Political Reform Act, I should recuse myself from participating in any way in the matter before the board this evening. Therefore, I will leave this meeting room until after this matter is considered by the board. In the meantime, I would request that my vice chair, Director Tillerson, take over this item. Are you willing to do that, Director Tillerson?
Gladly, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you so much. I'm signing off, and somebody just text me when you're ready, okay?
Okay. Jess, will you text?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, moving on to this item, let's first ask for public comment on this item. Jess, can you tell us who is first?
I didn't see who was first. let's see. Let's go in order. Jasmine.
Okay.
Thank you, Jessica. Mm-hmm. Thank you also, Madam Chair, and ask Director Torlakson for your time this evening. I just wanted to speak briefly on this item as a homeowner and community resident of Bay Point. In the nonprofit sector, I do know that we go through these processes to heavily involve our community so that we can get feedback on what the community's thoughts are on projects as large as this. So this comment is more of a rhetorical question. And so I'm wondering, in what ways can we involve the community, or what processes can we follow to possibly have a workshop about these future opportunities, these future exciting opportunities for the community to develop in Bay Point, to develop our parks in Bay Point. You know, those of us who have kids who are small are very interested in these types of ideas and thoughts, and to see that this idea is being brought before the board for acceptance before getting a community output. And I could be wrong, and I maybe missed it. But I'm wondering in what ways we can inform the community of these types of opportunities in the future before we go ahead and vote on these items. So thank you again for your time tonight, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question, would you like to respond to that, General Manager Doug Long?
Be happy to.
Yes.
One of the propositions
we can't hear you, Doug.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I think you have to put your volume a little louder, Doug.
I've got my volume all the way up here. Let's see. Take a look at it. Yeah, my volume's all the way up. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you.
We can hear you, but
I'm not. Yeah. Okay, I'll just speak up. This is part of the Proposition 68. We had the competitive part that we had applied for. We've actually done that for rounds 3 and 4, I believe. We're waiting to hear the results of round 4. But these projects were identified in the competitive portion of the grant. So we've just kind of taken these and separated them out and put them in the per capita portion. So these projects were presented to the public for public feedback. We had several meetings, and it's been several years ago, but we did get feedback. So these projects are based on feedback that we did get from the public as part of the competitive part of Prop 68.
Okay. Thank you very much, General Manager Doug Long. Our next question will come from which?
I believe Brandon.
Attendee? Okay, Brandon. Mr. Brandon, can you please name, have your full name, and if you live in the area, please give us your location.
Yes, yes. Hello, my name is Brendan Olasky with the East County Regional Group. I do not live in Bay Point, I live in Antioch. But I'm glad to be here on Zoom to speak about the Prop 68 grant. We're excited for this opportunity for Ambrose to continue its mission to improve local parks and to provide greater accessibility for the residents of Bay Point. As you may remember, ECRG engaged Bay Point residents to evaluate the state of Ambrose Parks for young children and families. As a result of this process, Lynbrook was voted as the second priority park after Ambrose for investment and improvement. Lynbrook is located in a high poverty area where 50% of residents live below the federal poverty level. and the neighborhood has a large amount of young children. Research has demonstrated children in poverty have less access to quality parks they need to play, explore, and mature and develop. For these reasons and many others, the community voted to prioritize Lindbergh Park. We would encourage the board to focus the project there. Also interested in learning about the details of the proposals, we would like to see a cost breakdown for each amenity. We know from experience that park amenities vary greatly in cost. For full transparency, we request detailed information about how the funds will be allocated to the project. We would also ask you to prioritize the items in order listed in park assessment. And lastly, we are confident the ECRG park assessment represents residents' priorities, having gathered extensive and diverse community input. With that being said, the ECRG always supports more community engagement. We know, for example, that since our assessment, new development on Willow Pass Road near Lindbergh has been completed. We encourage the board to reach out for their input, among others, and we hope that Lindbergh will encourage and engage ECRG for outreach. Again, congratulations on this grant reward, and we are pleased that your group chose to go after these funds. Thank you.
Thank you very much. General Manager Doug Long, do you want to respond to that as well?
Another caveat about the projects we're looking at, we did consider the first five park assessments when identifying these projects for Prop 68 funding. Also, there's been an impact to Lindbergh Park via the construction of the apartment complex located on Willow Pass and Port Chicago Highway. Quite a few residents are starting to, beginning to occupy that area, and the park closest to them is Lindbergh Park, and so we can expect that there would be some impact, greater impact to that particular park, and it's just information for the board's consideration.
General Manager. Okay, our next speaker.
That was Deborah.
Deborah, could you please identify yourself, first and last name, and where you reside?
Hi, my name is Deborah Polk, and I'm a member of the East County Regional Group, and I also am a property owner in Bay Point. And first of all, I just want to say congratulations to the board and staff for receiving the Prop 68 grant, and we're happy about this opportunity to improve Bay Point Parks. The board may recall, as was mentioned by Brendan, that ECRG engaged Bay Point residents across the community to evaluate the state of parks for young children and families. And in our assessment, we gathered residents' priorities for park improvements. And we had several community meetings and town halls to draft a list of recommendations. And, we're confident that this reflects the voice of the community. We are pleased to hear that that staff has used our Bay Point assessment to make some decisions about the project. Specifically, I just want to talk about Linwood Park and prioritize the following. We always have concerns about ADA. Play structures for all children and of all abilities. So we would like you to take that into consideration. And also the clean and functional water fountains and a multi-use path for residents of all abilities. So this would include parents that may, take their children out with strollers or, other residents that are children that, may need to utilize the path with wheelchairs. Currently, Bay Point residents who have children of different abilities are in wheelchairs, do not have many options to take children, to play in Bay Point. So we definitely need that not only includes an ADA swing, but features for children with autism, children who are blind or have other disabilities. A new structure is an opportunity to include all children of all ages. Similarly, the community has asked for functional clean drinking fountains or hydration stations at Lindbergh, and we think that the park needs at least two.
And lastly, we ask that you construct the multi-use path instead of just a walking path to accommodate residents in wheelchairs with strollers, bikes, and other uses. This is also an opportunity to consider, you know, possibly adding some fitness equipment around, around the path. We are happy that the board has received these funds to improve Bay Point Park. We hope the board will invest the grant in ways that residents have requested. We know that when parks are designed by and for the community, they are more used, less vandalized, and safer. As always, BCRG offers our partnership to support this grant and offer our assessment or any other information we can provide. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Deborah. Do we have a next speaker? Is it Gigi?
Yes, Gigi.
Go ahead, Gigi. Please state your full name and where you reside.
Hi, my name is Gigi Dietrich. I do reside in Bay Point in Shore Acres for about 20 years. And much like others have said, I just want to echo that. I'm very excited for our community to receive these funds and to, you know, go in the direction that we wanted to be going in for such a long time. I think that following the recommendation from the first five assessment is a really, really good idea. Like others have said, this is what the community has, you know, gotten together and said that we wanted, especially like others, someone else said about the apartment complex coming around. A lot more people are living in Bay Point. That's not going to change. And we might still get more people with all the construction happening. So I think that it's a very positive thing, but I also want to kind of ask if there's going to be plans for more public engagement as the process moves along, as the proposal is submitted or before that, and just not just for transparency, but to provide to the public, to our community, places where we could have more input on how this process goes forward.
Okay. General Manager Doug Long, do you want to respond to that, or would you like me to respond?
I'd just tell you quickly that the state is, for whatever reason, asking that these projects be brought forth as soon as we possibly can, but the deadline of December 31st, they're hoping to get the projects identified and requested much earlier than that. The plan here this evening is for the board to consider the different plans that staff has recommended or additional plans that the board may come up with themselves and make a recommendation to staff so we can prepare a project for board approval at the October meeting. Now, as much as we can and that the board desires, we can have a community input between now and the time that we have to prepare the information for our board, which is usually a week before the board meeting. So it'd be kind of fast tracking, but we would certainly be willing to accommodate processes that we can fit into that timeline.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't see any other hands. I think we can take this up to the board again, but I'd like to give the general manager the floor if he has other information that he would like to share aside from that's written on the staff report.
Not much more. Generally speaking, for these projects, somebody did mention ADA. That's certainly a consideration. We're obligated by law when we start changing something to provide ADA access. So the pathway that would be around the park, I'm assuming by the planners and the district will be doing it with any ADA laws that would kick in. So those are always being considered with all our projects. And that would be true also with the playground. So that's just, I want to reassure the community and the board that ADA is a first and foremost a part of our planning. We actually did an extensive study in 2016 about ADA with ADA recommendations, so we're very aware of that.
Thank you, General Manager. So I'm going to take this back to the board now, starting with Director Torres. Do you have any questions?
or comment?
Thank you, Acting Madam Chair. I just want to give a lot of thanks and appreciation to our speakers for showing up tonight to give your opinions, and also just, you know, so much gratitude to y'all for coming on a Thursday night when there's Thursday night football happening. So thank you. Thanks again for being on. And, you know, also just really grateful for this Prop 16 fund that we're getting. It's a big chunk of money. So I'm really excited about being creative and thinking about how we could use these funds properly in a way that's very impactful for these parks. I am hearing a lot of, talk about community input. And that's something I definitely would agree on. I would love, these are great ideas, by the way. The proposals are excellent. However, you know, I think before we, you know, finish dotting the I's and crossing the T's and signing on to something, I would feel more comfortable at least having an opportunity for our community to engage in that process at towards the end, even if it is a little fast track. I would love to see that as part of this process, just so we know that we are giving the best for our community. And I am definitely excited about the Glenbrook Park project, particularly because I know, having been part of the first 5 ECRG park assessments a few years back, this was the second park that folks in the community felt needed some help with. I moved into that neighborhood of Glenbrook back in 1989 with my family. My dad purposely picked a house there that was close to the park so me and my brother could go play baseball. Instead of like playing video games, he wanted us to go outside and play baseball and be active. And it was around that time where there was a drinking fountain. And soon after that, I think that drinking fountain disappeared, right? So, I just want to be very intentional with some of these ideas. I think the drinking fountain is definitely, should be a priority in that park, as well as Deborah mentioned, and I love this term of multi-use paths and multi-use trails, because, we are definitely should be conscious and intentional of making sure that we have space and are inclusive of our folks who are in wheelchairs, who are elderly and maybe use walkers, and who are people who are using strollers. And that way there's enough pathway for everyone to enjoy these trails and paths. So those are some ideas I definitely loved hearing from the comments tonight. I also heard an idea about exercise stations, which I think the city of Pittsburgh just implemented some exercise stations on their new revamped DeAmpa Park in Pittsburgh that I believe ECRG First 5 was a part of that project as well. So I think, something to consider, if it's something that we could look into. I'd love to see some sort of like exercise stations. Maybe it's around the park. Maybe it's around the new multi-use paths. It's just an idea that I'm thinking that would be beneficial to the park and the revitalization of that park. And lastly, the idea of the ADA play structures. I know that we have to follow state law, but again, just want to make sure that we're intentional about picking play structures that are suitable for folks, for kids, and for folks who have autism, who have other disabilities as well. It's such a beautiful park. I have so many fond memories growing up in that park that, besides Ambrose Park, this is the second park that I truly spent a lot of my youth playing in. So, again, just really excited about having this funding in place. But I definitely want us to be intentional of including the community in the process and taking their ideas into consideration. I definitely look forward to breaking ground there someday.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia, do you have any comments or questions?
I have a comment. I think that what staff has gave us to consider a real good project, which have been mentioned even by our speakers. And yes, we want to make sure that ADA is it is at the top of the list on the play structures, but I do believe these are good projects. That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Director Garcia. And on my end, I agree with
everything that my directors, my co-directors have mentioned. Thank you for the speakers today, and to ECRG for giving us some ideas on their assessment. Thank you, and for coming back and reiterating the importance of the multi-use path, the drinking fountain, the ADA, all of that. We're all with you on how we could improve Lynbrook and Anuta Park. And I think there is a way that we could engage the community again before December. So this is just a discussion that right now I don't think we need to adopt or accept any of these proposals. But I think our staff has done a great job to Doug and to our staff for identifying those that are really needed for those parks. So I think we can bring this back to another discussion and potentially a vote before December, where we have to meet the deadline. So I'd like to close the discussion. Doug, am I correct? We don't have to vote on anything today.
Chairman, could I make a comment? I'm sorry, my phone is not working. I had to use my husband.
Oh, is this Director Lupe Garcia?
Yes, it is.
I'm so sorry, Director. I didn't know you were there. Go ahead and make a comment, please.
Lupe. Lupe.
Yes, thank you.
Make a comment. You must recuse yourself from this item. You are not allowed to talk on this item.
Oh, because she lives around the area.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for reminding us. I'm sorry, Lupe. Yeah.
Okay.
Doug, we can't hear you, but I think
we can hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for understanding, Lupe. And General Manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was hoping for some consensus tonight to kind of identify or hone down to a particular project so we can have a landscape architect come up with greater detail for both the public to consider and the board to consider at the October meeting. Again, I know this is a rather rush, but we'll do the best we can with the timeline that we dealt with. But if there was a focus on a particular, there were four projects, if there was something that the board would be interested in, that would help us greatly. We can do this and push the timeline out and possibly come back with several, but with the time being of the essence, it would be preferable to kind of identify one of the projects and for me to refine that information and bring it back to the board for a vote in October.
Okay, so I bring it back to the board again. Director Torres, do you have a preference on any of the four projects that were written down in the staff report?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I do have a preference. For me, I mean, I think, definitely the Lindbergh project is a preference for me, but I'd like to see something where it's a hybrid, where we probably look at a new place structure. And I'm correct me if I'm wrong, General Manager Long, but I believe that place structure is not that old, or maybe it is ADA compliant. But if it's not, then I would definitely like to see how that's implemented into project number one under Lindbergh. And I think that would be the one change I would make, and maybe take out the restriping of the basketball courts, or the resurfacing of the basketball courts. If that's not an issue with the play structures then, then I would definitely, consider the basketball resurfacing, but again, I prefer to have a new ADA play structure there in place instead of resurfacing the basketball court.
General Manager, is that something that could be done, like a hybrid?
Absolutely. That's something we can consider. We'll bring back information about that with a very specific number.
Okay. Director Garcia, do you have any preference between the four?
Project one is what I think it's something that I'd like to see happen. That park there's been nothing really done in a while with everything except for the place structure. So I think it's a good idea to go with number one.
Okay, so the basketball plus the walkway, correct?
Yeah, I can leave that up to staff and, you know, money, and they know better what they're doing with that.
Okay, so for me, I think if we could go with a hybrid, as Director Torres mentioned, with installation of new playground, or probably a resurfacing, a new rubber surfacing on that new playground, and then the walkway and the drinking fountain, for sure. A multi-purpose walkway is possible. So would that be helpful to you, General Manager?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So with that...
Madam Chair, may I just add one more thing? If I'm permitted?
Yes.
Thank you. To our General Manager, I just also would like to see if it's possible to look into what some exercise stations would cost. Because I know, like, again, the DeAndre project in Pittsburgh happened with about a $50,000 budget, I believe. Just curious what just implementing some workout stations would cost. So that'd be something I'd love to see as well.
Yes, I already have that in my notes. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Great. I think I love that too. Okay. So at that end, can we close this item now, General Manager? Have you gotten all that you need for this item?
I do, Madam Chair. Thank you very much for it.
Thank you.
Can I come back?
Yes, you can come back, and we can pull on our chair.
Yes, I just texted right now.
Okay. We're just going to wait a little until our chair is back on the line. Thank you for your patience, and thank you again, everybody, for giving your comments.
Hi, folks. I'm back.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Yes.
I'm sorry?
We can hear you, but welcome back.
Thank you. So we're moving on. That matter's been closed. Is that right, Doug?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So we have no public hearing at this time, no closed session at this time. We are now moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items within the board, within the board of directors' sphere of influence, jurisdiction. Director Torgerson, let's say you.
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Jasmine and President of the Garden Club. We are very happy that we received $4,999 to help with her project, and that project will also help her work at the community garden. So the Bay Point Garden Club is working with Jasmine on that. Thank you again to the community who came in and gave their response, their questions and their comments on the board item. ECRG has been a good partner, and we welcome your input. Thank you. And thank you to the staff who has worked so hard. Without you, you know, we won't be able to do our job. So I really appreciate you. And that's all my comments. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Director Torreson. How about you, Director Torres?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I also want to echo what Director Torreson just said. You know, just a lot of appreciation and gratitude to our public, to our community, for showing up tonight to give your input on these projects. Without you, we can't get these projects done. And, you know, we definitely look forward to bringing you quality parks that you deserve. So thank you so much for being on. And, you know, I just also want to give a lot of gratitude to an appreciation to our staff for, you know, doing the great work that they're doing on this pandemic that we're still under. And also just really excited to see this bathroom project finally be done at Ambrose Park. So, you know, much props to Lori, to our general manager for making sure that that's still moving along. And that's all I have for this month. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia?
Yes, I have a couple of things. I was hoping that we could invite Ms. Debbie Giles to our October meeting so we could present her with maybe a certificate for all her years of service. That would be nice if we could do that, something like that. The next thing is I want to thank Lori for the hard work that she's done with the homeless and at the Ambrose Recreation Park. It is so nice to come to work and not see people, you know, exchanging needles and defecating. I mean, it's just really, really nice. So thank you, Lori, for the hard work that you've done. And also, I want to congratulate Jasmine again for all her work. And I did send an email to Doug and Jessica. There was a little article. I work for the county. I work for the Employment and Human Services Department. And they have this monthly, I say, newsletter. And Jasmine was featured in this newsletter. And I was so happy to see that. And they mentioned all her hard work and how she's involved with the Head Start program and the garden. So thank you, Jasmine, for all you do. And that's it for me.
Thank you, Director Garcia. I pretty much echo everything.
Director Lupe Garcia is on the line.
Could I give a comment?
Oh, please do.
Yes. I was so thrilled to hear about Jasmine and her grant. And I'm just so thrilled because I know it's going to definitely make a change. And also to the Ambrose gentleman that works, I just appreciate everything. I mean, you could go to the parks. I go to the parks, and they're clean. They're nice. I just don't know how they do it. And, yes, Ambrose is starting to get cleaned up without having the homeless do things. And it's just kind of nice not to be scared to go in, you know, and having people yelling at you or coming at you. But thank you. Whoever is doing this, thank you so much. And Doug and Jasmine, you two are just so delightful with each other that and everything that you guys do, it just makes us look really good. You just put your heart into everything, and I want to say thank you. And I'm just so proud of being a director of Ambrose because, I mean, you could see the changes, and you could just feel, you know, everything started to back open up. But thank you so much. You too, Lori. Thank you. And that's all.
I apologize for stepping on your toes, Director Lopez Garcia. I didn't know you had joined our meeting. So I apologize.
My phone is just acting up crazy, and I just used my husband's phone.
Okay then. Well, I'm glad to hear you're on the call this evening.
Thank you.
I'd like to just echo everything that everybody said. I've been working with Doug a little bit this last month on the problems at Lindbergh Park. And, you know, Doug, how I feel about how responsive you are. And thank you so much for always taking my calls and always being really responsive. It's such a pleasure, and we're just really so lucky to have you. Thank you, Lori, Jessica, Debbie, Jasmine, for your good work in the garden, and the rest of our staff. For a really tiny little district, I think we really rock, and we do a really great job. So on that note, I would like to close this meeting this evening in memory of all of those who died or suffered during the 9/11 terrorist attack now almost 20 years ago. Do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting? I move we adjourn.
I second that motion.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, folks. We'll see you next month.
Okay. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye.